I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know what a D is. I don't know what a D-plus is. I mean, but Mike Preston gave out a D-plus, and he joins us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, D-plus.
Yeah, I've never gotten that either.
That's better than a C-minus, Rob.
It is?
Yeah, that is true.
Here's the deal with grading him yesterday.
We're talking about Lamar Jackson, folks.
Yes, as poorly as he played, they were still in it. You know what I mean? That's the type of player that he is. He could be so bad and look so bad on certain plays, but then he can make great plays and get you right back in the game. The thing is, their offense is so centered around him, that's the way it's going to be. Because I don't think he's ever going to be a great quarterback, but if he doesn't run the ball, they have no running game. They don't. They can't run. They have no play-action game. Those running backs can't get around the corner on those option plays because everyone's keying on him. It is just so bizarre. They had like 450-some yards of total offense, an 11-minute advantage in possession, time of possession. They were over 50%, or like 50% in third down conversions. You usually win those games, but 4 turnovers, 2 picks, you know. And at one point, I was like, oh, he just gets an F, you know. And I don't even give Fs. I give Es, but he just gets an F because he was just so poor. And then I'm watching this game, I'm like, well, what if they don't have him because of this offense? What if they don't have him? It's hard grading Lamar because he can look so poorly on certain plays and then just make plays that you go, whoa, he's special. So it's tough, man, but that's how you got a D-plus.
Yeah, I'm with you. I said he's very tough to grade because my assessment was he made some of the worst decisions throwing the football yesterday that you'll see. Forgetting the fault with those picks were just, you know, I don't think the receivers helped him out much. Or the first one had the pick six. But you can't hit a linebacker between the numerals with an open field. I mean, you just can't do that. And it's just, he looked. But again, then he comes back and marches down the field right after that, shakes it right off and you know, comes down and scores. So he's really an enigma. But Mike, importantly, what do you think the offensive line, Ronnie Stanley's out for the season. What are they going to do now? They're down, you know, a couple bodies.
Hey, they better do what they did yesterday in the second half of that game, load up and run the football. All right? You're decimated inside. Your best left tackle, he's gone. He's done. They already have problems pass protecting, so you think they're actually going to let Lamar drop back and throw 35, 40 times a game? No. You hit your ride on Lamar even more and run the football. Their running was pretty good for it. A group that was decimated. Inside, you know, they were actually getting to the second level, which I haven't seen them do much this year. Their combination blocks were pretty good. Overall, I gave them a C just because their pass blocking was poor. I mean, because Pittsburgh's just getting pressure on them with the front four, front five, the entire game. Don't even be bothered about the Blitzburg. There wasn't a whole lot of that. They just basically stayed with the four or five-man front. They can't pass block. So I think the Ravens have to go out and find a swing tackle somewhere on the free agent market because I don't think they have anybody else on the roster that can play either one of those two positions. So overall, I thought they were a C, but I thought the running backs, and I gave them an A. There was a bright spot that came from that offense yesterday. Those running backs, I mean, Ingram, I think your days are done. You got Dobbins, who had like, what, 113 yards, and Edwards, who had like 90 or something like that. Yeah, that's pretty impressive, man. The future's here. All right, ride the horses, because I haven't seen Ingram with that burst all year. So we'll see what happens there. Hey, Rob, mm-hmm. These receivers, they didn't even have a chance yesterday because the quarterback didn't have a chance when he dropped back. Pittsburgh did a great job of staying in the lanes and kind of smothering Lamar.
Yeah.
But they also had to keep receivers and tight ends to block to handle that front four, front five. And you're sending out two or three receivers. That works sometimes, but it doesn't work a lot. There was a lot of time to throw, and Lamar was terrible. And people were ripping Greg Roman for the game plan, which I understand a little bit. But, I mean, by the second half, I was just run the ball.
Well, they did run the ball. They ran it damn well. I mean, they just couldn't throw.
Don't throw anymore. Don't let them throw. Just keep running football.
You gave the defensive line an A. I see the secondary got a B-. I want to know who was defending Eric Ebron on his TD catch, because I just watched the replay. There was no Ravens in the picture.
it's an 18-yard reception, and there wasn't a Raven within 18 yards of him. Okay, he ran to the end zone. And he could have started breakdancing from the five. There was nobody around him. Here's the problem I had with their secondary is when they're playing well, and it's the same thing I had with Lamar. When they're playing well, they're good. But when they have issues and things start to fall apart, they really fall apart. They start arguing and finger pointing, and Marcus Peters is the one who's usually doing that.
Yep.
You know, and you see it every week of like, what are they going to tell this guy? All right. I mean, there's one thing to be that fiery type leader. You know, like if Ray Lewis came and got on you, he got on you. But, you know, when you don't make tackles and you're taking plays off, hey, nobody's going to listen to that, Yak. Nobody. They don't want to hear all of that. And then they fall apart. So that's why I gave up. I thought they played well first half. But in the second half, the Steelers came out with that empty backfield look, and the Ravens had no clue, none. Like, oh, we ain't seen this all year. And that's how they had those two drives, 77, 80 yards in the second half.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.